Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are Legacy of a Nation. I am Brother Mac and my loyal co-host, Sun752, and we come to you every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We come with one of four messages. And those four messages include health, history, politics, and economics. We bring one each week around the monthly calendar. The reason for bringing these four subjects is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community, to upgrade and educate the Aboriginal community. There are those who might question, what do you mean by Aboriginal community? And I'm glad you asked. The Aboriginal community includes those people or those people whose ancestors were in a land, on a land, historically and prehistorically. It includes natives. It includes indigenous. And it includes Aboriginal. And so the Aboriginal community of North and South America and of the Caribbean and all of the islands therein included our ancestors, we Negroes, blacks, coloreds, and others. But the black and brown populations that were in what is now considered to be the Americas, included our black ancestors who have been here prehistorically. They were here before history was history. They go so far back that there is no history as to when or where they came from. However, there are artifacts and records that show that our ancestors with Africanized features have been here perhaps before even the brown and red people who are credited with having been here. The credit for our black ancestors seems to have been hidden, obliterated, covered up, denied, and outright lied about. And Legacy of a Nation feels that it's important that we know about our ancestry, that we know about our ancestors, because knowing about our ancestors gives us insight as to who we are and how we got to be the way that we are now. And I think that it's very comforting to be informed that our history includes a legacy of greatness. Our ancestors built the pyramids in Egypt as well as the pyramids in North and South America and all over the world. Our ancestors were pyramid builders. However, when we receive a Europeanized education, that is not a common teaching that we're given. We're not told of the black mound builders here in North America. We're not told that the original builders of the pyramids in Egypt and in other parts of Africa and the world were black. We're not told that. And when we see the movies, everybody being European who did anything great or who historically we have been taught about, they have taken us out of the history and replaced us with themselves. As a result, we are a people who are dispossessed and have an opinion of ourselves that has been engineered to be low, and as a result, to turn us against ourselves, even with each other, and to view ourselves as being alone and without help or hope. The Legacy of a Nation feels that this information needs to be taught to us and our children. We need to be made aware that our ancestors were great and glorious people. And we having descended from them, are also great and glorious, but we've always had the boot of the European on our necks, and we have also had the education of the European taught us, and the education was designed to keep us blind to the fact of who we really are. And so Legacy of a Nation coming to you once a week, every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, touches on a subject that we feel is essential to the development, the maintenance, and the ascension of a nation, a community, a state, a county, a city, a block, and even a neighborhood. And so with that little historical cheaties, I'm going to bring on my loyal co-host, Sun 752, are we here? Let's see. Good evening, Sun 752, and how are you, sir? All right. I see I have a hand up from 3782. 3782, stand by, and we'll be with you shortly. Let me inform our listeners and those in the chat room that this is an interactive show whereby we can speak with each other openly, factually, and without fear of criticism, ridicule, and being able to do that gives us a platform the likes of which we've never had, because this is where we can talk with each other and teach and learn from each other. And so being able to do that puts us in a position that we've never had before. And so Legacy of a Nation, in coming to you once a week, allows you to be yourself, to learn about yourself, and to pass on information about yourself and your people you would have no other way of doing. 7752, are you there, sir?
I am here, Brother Matt. It looks like my line wasn't open before, but trust and believe, I was talking away.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, strangely enough, oh my goodness. Okay, I did open. I opened your line. As I'm looking at the board now, you're not on. But I'm you're not on it. But I'm talking with you. Are you coming through by way of Skype?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure what you're looking at, but I'm looking at the same board. We're okay.
Okay. Do you see yourself on there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're 8829. Yeah, you are. All right. Well, Sun 752. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for being there. It's my pleasure to have you at my side and at my back, and to look at you and see a man who is as passionate as you are in bringing information, education to the Aboriginal community. If you will, you can bring on our caller, on 3782 after you introduce yourself and tell our listeners how they can participate in the conversation.
All right. I want to thank everybody for supporting and tuning into the Legacy of a Nation show. The Legacy of a Nation show broadcasts each and every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for this evening is going to be whatever happened to the $5. What happened to the $5 Indian? If you would like to be a part of this conversation, we more than invite you to call in and participate with us. And the number to call is area code 347-677-1533. Once again, the number to call is area code 347-677-1533. This is the Legacy of a Nation show. If you would like to participate in the chat room, we more than invite you to do so. If you want to actually be able to communicate with us, you would have to create an account. Other than that, you can listen to the show in its entirety. If you call into the show, you don't necessarily have to speak. You can just listen to the entire show on your cell phone or your home phone, and we would encourage you to do so if you are mobile. And if you have a headset on or something like that, if you're driving in your car, it's just a good thing to be able to utilize. With that being said, this is Legacy of a Nation show. And I'm going to bring on the caller with the last number, is 3782. Welcome to the Legacy of a Nation show. This is 752 and Brother Matt. Do you want to make a comment?
Yes, hi, brothers. It's good to hear you. I'm traveling, and when I have a headset on, it doesn't always work when I'm trying to put you on mute from my keyboard. So please mute me out so you won't get all the background noise from the bus.
Okay.
Oh.
So you
okay.
Didn't actually want to make a comment. You just...
No, that's the comment. Please mute me out because
oh,
you're saying,
oh,
who's making all that noise? I'm on the bus,
so it's
a lot of noise, so go ahead and mute me out.
What happens is when you call in, your line is not open. We can't hear anything in the background until you press number one in order. Other than that, we can't hear anything.
Okay, good. So, but if I do raise my hand or whatever, it's going to probably be noise since I'm on the bus. Just give me a heads up.
Well, what you're going to have to do now is actually press number one again, and that lets us know that you didn't want to speak, so we can mute your line, and then when you press number one again, then that'll signify that you do want to speak. The way it is right now, we wouldn't know if you wanted to speak or not because you've already pressed number one. So I need you to press number one.
I had tried *6 to mute it. And it said I was in the host queue, and I'm like, how is that? I didn't push one. So anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
all right,
well,
brother.
Thank you for checking in, and thank you, 752. Today's subject, the main topic, politics, and the question on the table from Legacy of a Nation is, what about the $5 Indian? 7752, the $5 Indian is a term that was coined by way of familiarizing and sort of turning into slang a practice that was perpetrated at the time that the Indian tribes or the Native American tribes were given autonomy and benefits from the federal government. As you may recall, certain tribes were given national status. In other words, the United States of America has within its borders several tribes of red Native Americans that are actually autonomous nations within another nation. And when benefits were given to those tribes, at the same time that nationhood was denied some tribes, especially the ones that were very dark. There were tribes of so-called Indians that were black or had become black and or brown and red. The government almost systematically denied status of statehood or nationhood to those tribes and called them Negroes, thereby tossing them into the pool of ex-slaves and the descendants of ex-slaves, and they subsequently sort of got lost in the shuffle and became colored and Negro. Now, the term $5 Indian, maybe Sunset 52, are you familiar with the term? And if you're familiar with the term, tell us briefly what it entails.
Well, actually, Brother Mac, I don't have any good information about the $5 Indian because when I tried to Google the $5 Indian, most of the information that comes up is
it shouldn't be too surprising that Google doesn't have a lot of information on it because it was not something that was widely advertised, just as the fact that our black and brown ancestors were on these shores and in these lands at millennia before the arrival of the Europeans. So it's not commonly known, and it's certainly not advertised. But the term $5 Indian came about when some Europeans realized that they could reap the benefits that were being given to the red Native American if they entered the tribe and pretended to be Native American. Now, how could they do this? They did it by paying $5 to the government official who had the power to decide whether or not, or who was going to be on the Indian roll. Does that make sense, 7752?
I would imagine that that's the only thing that makes sense, Brother Matt. But it's so surprising. This is like a new development. Never before have I heard any story about a group of people pretending to be another group of people through a kickback in order to reap the benefits of a said group of people. Wow. Who would do that?
Well, 7752, if you're familiar with the old movies that featured cowboys and Indians, the Indians that you saw had a classic Indian, you know, with big nose, straight hair, etc. But the roles were played primarily by European actors who were paid rather than to Native Americans who would have been paid had they been in the Actors Guild or allowed to play the part. Well, when the United States government was issuing out nationhood status and benefits that went along with the nationhood status of the United States of America, paying those nations for past wrongs and for confiscated land and for past atrocities, these Europeans realized if they became Indians, quote, they could be, they would get paid. They could, the benefits that were supposed to be given to the Native Americans. And so they paid the $5 to the official who could make them an Indian simply by entering their names in on the rolls. And I want to throw out another term, Dawes roll, D-A-W-E-S, the Dawes roll, just for future reference. And I see we have, since 752, I see we have a hand up from caller 2915. I'm gonna toss it back to you, and you can bring on 2915. 2915, stand by, please. 752, back to you. After having given that cursory explanation of the $5 Indian, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Call it with the last number is 292915. Okay. You are on. Welcome to the Legacy of a Nation show. How are you feeling this evening? Did you want to make a comment?
Well, golly, how you guys doing over there? This is my name, Raheem. What's up out there, man? Good to hear your voices again. You guys are on the air, strong and loud. That's good. Yeah, I do have a comment. What you were describing was corruption. And them impersonating other people is a common practice among the Europeans. They're trying to impersonate the Egyptians. The Europeans from Hazaria are impersonating Hebrews. You have Europeans now impersonating the Moors. You have Europeans impersonating Buddhists. I mean, this is a common practice among them. Their history doesn't warrant the type of dignity coming from Black history. So in order to make themselves, to give themselves that type of notoriety, they parasitically attach themselves to other races or other people and take over who they are and what they are. So it's a common practice that they have been doing. And I think that the more we begin to recognize, the more we begin to learn our history, as what you're trying to get us to do every Saturday, to go back into our history and study, the more we learn how they have been usurping other people's history and making it their own. They're giving the European the credit for discovering this land when there were 80 million people here when he got here. You know, and just like they're giving their people the credit for dominating certain parts of the planet and the world and all that, which they actually never did. So it's a common practice for them to switch places with other races. And I'm not surprised. This is the first time I heard the term the $5 Indian, though. But okay. I understand the tactics that they use, and you know, you learn something new every day. Best for you guys.
All right. Well, Big Brother, I'm surprised that this is the first time that you are being introduced to the term. But I got to admit that I have not known about it for a long time myself. But you can see that the tribes were, let's see. I think it's pretty well known that when the Western and Southern tribes were, let's see there, you are familiar with the term the Trail of Tears, are you not? Are you not? 752.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I was very familiar with the Trail of Tears story.
What happened in many cases, what seems to have happened is when the red Native Americans were marched out to Oklahoma, they did not take a lot of care in making sure that the bloodlines of the tribes stayed together. And of course, I think I think over half of them died en route on the, which is why it's called the Trail of Tears. They lost about half of the tribal members on the march. They actually walked from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, to Oklahoma. These were the Cherokee, Choctaw, the Chickasaw, and when they got there, you can imagine how disorganized they must have been after having walked from the East Coast into Oklahoma, which is inland, dry, arid, and here they are, the survivors. What they did was just took groups of people, gave them names or national names, grouped them together, and it was with not total regard to who they really were. They just put them together. You are this nation. You are this, and as a result, it was a way of obeying the law that they had passed and made for themselves. At the same time, it was a way of maintaining control by using disruption and putting in charge of those tribes people who would be obedient to them. And in some cases, it was Europeans who were actually the chiefs of the tribe. And in many cases, there were Europeans who were, in some cases, I think they actually dominated the tribe. When you look at those tribes even today, unless they were wearing signs, you might not know in many cases that they were Indian. And case in point, when you see them, sometimes you see them being interviewed on television, and you say, oh, doesn't look like an Indian, because they don't fit the stereotype that we normally expect a quote Indian to have. But this is the result of that admixture that they did. And they created a role called the Dawes role to even assign a percentage of Indian blood status to individuals. And the Dawes role, you can Google Dawes role, D-A-W-E-S, role, R-O-L-L, Dawes role. But they had a role, as in roll call, as in school, as in assemblage. And so this Dawes role includes the names and the percentage of quote Indian blood that the individuals had who were on that march and who arrived in Oklahoma and other places. But the Dawes role is available to you today to examine. And by the way, 7752, your ancestors are on there, in that your great-great-grandfather, Bill Lewis, was a Cherokee who did not go on the Trail of Tears, but rather he ran away and lived among the Africans, or the African Americans, the blacks, and married your great-great-grandma, Ida Williams, and she in turn produced your great-grandma, Hazel, who produced your dad, who produced you. How about that, 7752?
How about it? Brother Mac, it looks like we have another caller.
If you would go ahead and bring the caller on, 7752.
Will do. All right. Caller with the last numbers 0706. Welcome to Legacy of a Nation show with Brother Mac and Son 752. Did you want to make a comment this evening? Carla, last number is 0706. Did you want to make a comment? Okay, that may have pressed number one by mistake. Carla, with the last number of 0706, if you would like to speak, if you are just distracted at this moment, I would advise you to press number one in order to take yourself off of the queue and then re-press number one so that you can be re-entered into the queue so that we will know that you would like to speak. Other than that, I guess we will go back to the topic of discussion, Brother Matt. You were speaking about the Trail of Tears and how my granddad,
great granddad
said he was black, so he lived amongst some blacks, huh?
It's funny
how that works.
I heard the story from your great grandma of how Bill Lewis had a reputation. He was called Bill Lewis the Indian. And having looked at the dog's role, there were about a dozen William Lewis's with middle initials, etc., and even I think there are three or four Bill Lewis's, but he's in there, and you'll find the Dawes role interesting in that they give percentages from full blooded down to 1/8 Indian blood.
Okay.
And so, just as a point of interest. But we feel that it's important for us to know what has been done with us, to us, and even for us. Because Legacy of a Nation feels that one of the biggest obstacles to our progress is lack of awareness of who we are and how we got to be the way that we are. That we have systematically had information withheld from us. We have been systematically diverted away from what was being done to us.
When you get done, I'd like to make another comment, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, sir, when you get done, I'd like to make another comment.
Very good. All right. 8829. I'll be right with you. But Legacy of a Nation feels that when we become aware of who we are and what has been done to us and who done it, then we can go about undoing what has been done to us. But we feel that if we don't even know what has been done, if we don't even know who we are, how in the world can we go about curing a situation that you don't know exists? And 8829, if you will, let's see. Go ahead, sir. I'd rather... 2915. Sorry about that. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll be truthful with you, but that's all right. Well, my comment is, you know, based on what we're talking about, they not only did that to the so-called Indians, but they also did it to all of the people who were not actually part of the European society. And in some cases, they did it to the Europeans as well. this is part of their program and their methodology of control, even to the point that they had what was called the Blue Vein Society, which was light-skinned blacks who considered themselves to be white. That was until the Depression. Then they realized that they got treated just like every other black person on the planet. But, you know, they had this little chart, whereas if you was darker than a paper bag, then they would block you from everything that that they were a part of in most cases. And that was the criteria that they used, the color of a paper bag, lighter or darker, in reference to whether they would let you into their circle, in reference to finances and things of that nature. And they have always sort of categorized people by blood type, by how much blood they have in this, how much blood they have in that, because you can actually distinguish pure African Americans by their blood type. This is a practice they have been doing for a long time in reference to segregating, separation, and control. And even when they went into Africa and some of the tribal areas, if there was a lighter African there, they would give that person more advantages, so they would rise that person to a higher authority over the darker African. So this is just a practice that they do. And they one other thing that I wanted to mention in reference to them swapping places, in order for written word to be scripture, it has to be written by the person who brought it into existence. Jesus didn't write none of the books in the Bible. So in order to give the Bible legitimacy, they attach the Gospels to the Torah so that we would consider the Gospel as scriptures, but the Gospel actually aren't scriptures. These are some of the things that they do to give what they do legitimacy, and the King James Version is really his version of what he thinks that we should have when he came over to colonize things in the 16th century. So this is the common practice that they've been using ever since we got here. Back to you guys.
Okay. Thank you, big brother. Very insightful. What you're saying is certainly true. And if we look at the Caribbean, if we look at Central and South America, we see that those countries are run by the children of the Europeans who came about when the European men mated with the native women. In other words, they are of mixed blood and have European names, primarily Spanish, Portuguese. In some cases, I think one of them was but am I making sense here, 7752?
Yes, you are.
Okay, and 2915. You make a good and salient point when you point out that this has been a historical practice. What is not commonly known is that we are unaware of that historical practice, and that being the case, Legacy of a Nation is trying to make an adjustment, a correction, if you will, in bringing to our attention the practice that has been perpetrated not just on us, but on other parts of the world as well. And when I mentioned the Caribbean and South America and Central America, if you do a study, you'll find that with few exceptions, the leaders in those countries, and that it also includes the Philippines, case in point, the leaders
have European names because they are descended from the, what you might call the conquistadors who cohabited with the native women, and their children are now ruling those countries. In the case with the $5 Indian, the tribes that that were being even led by the $5 Indians were different and had different treatment. Case in point, maybe I shouldn't even point it out, that on the East Coast here, there were considered to be five, quote, civilized tribes. The five civilized tribes, let's see, I think I can call off four or five of them in a hurry. Let's see, the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, Cherokee, and the Seminole. 7752, there's something about the Seminole that is a little different than the others. You know what it is?
The Seminole, from what I understand, were very, very dark skin. One might say black. I'm not sure if that's the answer that we're looking for, though.
Yes. That's true.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they went to great lengths to disenfranchise the Seminoles and to classify them as being runaway slaves who had joined up with the tribe and turned it black.
Uh-huh.
And while we're at it, I want to mention General Andrew Jackson, who declared war on Fort Negro, which was a black Indian or black Native American tribe that had holed up inside, had built a fort around itself. They fought against the Europeans and did not submit to them, built a fort, and General Andrew Jackson declared war on that fort and shelled it. And it just so happens that one of the shells hit the ammunition dump inside the fort, killing all but 200 women and children.
Huh.
And so the story goes that General Andrew Jackson said to his men regarding the women and children, they killed all the men, return these people to their rightful owners. He did not give them the respect of being Native Americans who fought against the Europeans, but regarded them as runaway slaves to be returned to their, quote, rightful owners. This was the same Andrew Jackson who became president of the United States. And so, having said that, 7752, again, remind our listeners who we are, when we are, and how they might participate in the conversation. If you will, please.
All right. We would like to thank everybody for coming by and supporting and listening to the Legacy of a Nation show. The Legacy of a Nation show broadcasts each and every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This evening, we are discussing whatever happened to the $5 Indian. If you would like to be a part of this discussion and would like to comment, we more than invite you to do so. And the number to call in order to be able to comment is area code 347 677-1533. Once again, the number to call is the area code 347-677-1533. This is the Legacy of a Nation show. Back to you, Brother Matt.
Okay.
I'd like to make a comment right quick before we run out of time. It's okay. See, when we watch TV, they only show the native people in teepees as if they had no cities. But we did have cities. We have cities, we had government, and that the fact that you mentioned about the fort, they never show that we had forts, that we that we were stable. And just like Chicago, Chicago was a city, but it was a city that was founded by black people. I think John Baptiste DeSalle, I forget the guy's name, but it was a black guy that founded Chicago. So we had cities, we had courts of law. In fact, the entire legal system that they have here was patterned after the legal system that they found when they got here. So, you know, and the women used to wear the long dresses, and we had they were making garments and things of that nature. It wasn't all that they show on television. They don't show us as the way we really were on TV. They never do, because they don't want people to know that we had thriving metropolises when they got here, you know? Back to you, Brother Mac.
Big Brother, there's no way that could be true, because if it were, we would know that already, wouldn't we?
There's a lot we should know, but you don't. And that's why I'm glad you're on the air every Saturday. Let us know that we are not aware of the things that they have been hiding from us for so long, and taking credit for stuff that we're doing. Einstein didn't do all the stuff that he said he did. He got it from Africa.
I better stop you, Big Brother, before you go so far as to stretch this thing and remind us that when we see images historically, when we see images of Africa, it's always jungle. If I let you go on, you'll be telling us that there were great cities in Africa, won't you?
I might. since they won't show, all they show us is they were spears killing, putting white folks in pots and eating them. So they want to show that we were.
Indeed, it is true. The images that they have shown us would almost appear to have been designed to make sure that our view of our people and our world is, let's say, is congruent with their being superior and with our being inferior and subservient.
Absolutely.
Legacy of a Nation feels that that it is the case that they show us the images that will reinforce the view of us, of ourselves, that they want us to have, and also the view that they would want their children to have, that view of seniority, superiority, of being in charge, in control, and of actually helping these poor, ignorant people whose resources, reputation, and riches are being stolen from. Oh, did I say that? Sun 752, stop me before I go too far here.
Okay.
And you know, if somebody wanted to make a reference to what has been and what is happening even today, they wouldn't see all the good that is being done by the Europeans that include the United States of America in the Middle East and in Africa. But we've gone over there and rescued those poor people who were under the heels of their own leaders.
and we have gone over and overthrown those leaders and given them some leaders who are a lot better.
a lot more corrupt. Japan, so we can continue the genocide that we have going on all over the planet.
Well, all I can say is at least that's not what is happening in Iraq. That's not what's happening in Libya. That's not what's happening in Afghanistan. That's not what's happening in Pakistan, is it? Or is it?
Well, when they went to Iraq, they said this is not an invasion. It's a rescue operation.
That's what I mean. Didn't we go over there to help those poor people who were being abused by Saddam?
That's right. We went to help them out of their oil. They don't know what to do with oil. They're heathens.
And it's interesting. I find it interesting that when they tell me on the news that more people are being killed since Saddam, many more being killed since Saddam than with Saddam, and which makes me ask the question to myself. I'm afraid to even ask it out loud, because the question would be, is it the same people that Saddam was killing? Or is it that they have turned things upside down, and the people that Saddam was holding down are now now on top, and they are getting even with the turmoil going on with both sides fighting among themselves? The oil is flowing out as well as all of the information that was stored in Persia.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also the technology that they are looking for that's more advanced than what they have now is what they're trying to uncover, that the Iraqis and the Iranians and the Egyptians are trying to block them from having. They want to get underneath the Sphinx so bad it's killing them, because there's a big cavern under the Sphinx, and they think that there's information under there, but the Egyptians won't let them have it. let me shut up before I say too much.
That's interesting. And while we're talking, let us remind our audience and listeners that Legacy of a Nation, in feeling that we are suffering from a lack of information regarding ourselves, regarding the black and brown people of North and South America and all of the Caribbean islands, in other words, regarding that we black and brown Native Americans, we black and brown Aborigines, we black and brown indigenous people of North, South America, and all of the Caribbean islands. We are suffering from a blackout of information about ourselves. They have made us believe that our history started on the slave ships coming from Africa. And
the slave ship Jesus.
I'm sorry?
I said a slave ship named Jesus.
Well,
that was actually the name of a ship. I'm just saying, I'm not talking about Yahshua ben Pedera, but that was the actual name of a ship.
Yeah. At least one of the slave ships. But there were 35,000 voyages between Africa and the Americas and Europe. Over 35,000 voyages. And there are records of these vessels, of who was on them, how many, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it might be interesting and informative to realize that these records are in Portuguese, they are in Spanish, they are in Dutch, they're in German, they are in English,
and other languages. But they kept records as to what they did and to whom they did it. And some writers have taken the trouble, these records in the languages that they're written, and to compile the proof of the things that I'm giving to you in 1 hour. For instance, the letters from Columbus in 1492 to Queen Isabella of Spain and King Ferdinand of Spain document his telling them about the black and brown people on the shores of the islands that he was visiting and the people, these people that he saw and interacted with. Now, he was communicating, I think, in Spanish. And it might be interesting to note that the largest population of black people outside of Africa is in Brazil. The Brazilian black population is even bigger than the black population in the United States of America. And by and large, as a people and as a nation, we are unaware of that. That there are more black Brazilians than there are black Americans or black people in the United States of America. Isn't that interesting? And while we're at it, we may as well mention the Druids in India. There is a bunch of them. And while we're at it, we may as well mention that Mahatma Gandhi, while fighting for the rights of Indians, fighting against the British, he did not consider the black Indians.
No. No
way. The record shows that he looked at them with contempt.
What?
And with 90 seconds.
Oh, Mahatma Gandhi was color struck? No way. No way.
I got a different history on that. They were the blacks, the really dark skinned Indians were considered very special, and a lot of the women was well, they were considered special because everywhere that the European went when he left, coming from where he came from, they were dark gods everywhere he went. From the top of the North Pole to the bottom of the South Pole, everywhere he went, and that the dark Africans were considered very special, and in a lot of places in India, they're considered very special right now, and it's quite an achievement to have a very, very dark baby. So conflicting stories.
As true as that is, and thank you so much for your input, but India is also the place where you have the untouchables. And if you look at the colors of the untouchables, that they are black. And our time is such, Sun 752, if you would give a thanks to our listeners, participants, and let them know that next week our topic is economics. Take it away. We only got a few seconds left.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody for supporting the Legacy of a Nation show. On the East Coast right now, we have a little bit of not an extreme weather condition, but there's a little bit of snow. So we would advise everyone to please be careful while you are traveling on the highways and byways this evening. Please have a happy and safe rest of the weekend. And I'd like to thank guess, 2661 for participating in the chat room, as well as other people who popped in and out of the chat room during the course of the show, and everyone who is still on the line listening live by way of telephone or Skype. We will return, as Brother Max said, next Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that being said, on behalf of Brother Max and Sun 752 and the entire Legacy of a Nation show, oh, also thank you very much, Brother Elohim, for adding into the commentary and offering some of your knowledge and wisdom is greatly appreciated by us. And as we head on out of here, please once again be safe, and we will continue this conversation next Saturday. On behalf of Brother Mac and Sun 752, we bid you farewell. Peace from Legacy of a Nation.
Peace out.